Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I was curious how you feel you have evolved early here in your pro career at handling pressure situations on bigger stages.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you just try not to think about it and not trying to put anything more than it needs to be. Not trying to make it a bigger deal than it needs to be. And you know, that's coming with, you know, the coaching staff here, Dable and Dorsey, and just they've been in situations like this and just telling me like what to expect, how to handle myself. And obviously, you know, I've played in a few big games, and as we go on here, every game's a bigger game than the last one. And you know, it's still the same game of football, and we don't need to reinvent anything on our offense. We just got to go up there and try to execute a game plan and try to be the best versions of ourselves we can be.
Specifically when facing the Chiefs, how beneficial and what did you learn from what you guys and what you specifically saw the first time around earlier this season?
Well, yeah, I mean, they showed a couple different things on defense and stuff we probably weren't expecting, you know, and I think we've gotten a lot better since that game. You know, they can say the same thing, and it's just two good teams that are going to go out there and compete, and it's going to be a four-quarter dogfight. We know that. We understand that. We got to do everything in our power to, like I said, put our best foot forward and not make dumb mistakes and put the ball where it needs to be. If they go their zone or if they play man, we got to win our matchups outside and get our run game established and you know, play really good complementary football.
Thanks a lot, Josh.
Hey, Josh, you know, when we were all kids, way back for me compared to you, we played sports. We visualized ourselves doing something, winning a championship, you know, maybe hitting a three-pointer to win it or, you know, throwing a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. What was it for you? What was the vision? You played a lot of sports. You know, what was the visualization for you to be on top of the mountain?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, football's been my favorite. So it's winning that Super Bowl. It's being on the stage and celebrating with my teams and going into the locker room and spraying champagne everywhere. And it's just one of those things that not many people get to do. You know, and we're a long way from that point. You know, I hate thinking about stuff like that, but, you know, our goal is Sunday night against the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead Stadium. And we know it's going to be loud. Like I said, we know it's going to be a dogfight. It's a really good team we're playing. And, you know, we got to go and, you know, try to get a W.
A lot of people talk about the experience that, you know, this Chiefs team has going to where they've been the last 3 years. Andy Reid, of course. You guys got a lot of experience on your coaching staff, maybe not as much as players, you know, on the coaching staff. How much is that a comfort for you guys to know that you got a lot of guys, your coaches, they've been there a lot. I mean, 8 times for Ryan, of course, on your side of the ball. Sean's, you know, Coach McDermott's been there 6 times, Leslie Frazier 4. How comfortable is that for you?
I mean, it's extremely comforting. And just being able to talk about Dave's and the notes that he's had from the previous games that he's played in, you know, the guys that he's been with, especially just the tidbits that they shared with him back in the day. And again, it's just try not to make it bigger than one needs to be. It's another game. It's the next one. And it's the most important one because it is the next one. And we can't think about anything past that. We got to focus on, like I said, Sunday night, 6 o'clock.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, a lot of people say that at this point, when you make it to the AFC or the NFC championship game, it's the locker rooms that are the closest that have the best bet making it there, of course, with talent on the side. But how much truth do you think there is to that? And why do you think there's truth to that?
And I believe that's an extremely, you know, powerful message. And the reason being, You know, you trust the guys. You want to play for them, and you don't want to let them down. And that's what we got in this locker room, a lot of love for each other. Guys that go out there and bust their tails each and every day. Guys that continue to hold each other accountable. You know, and that's set from the top. But that's Kim and Terry and the precedent that they've set from the front office to the head coach, you know, down through everybody in this organization. So we're all pulling for one thing. You know, we're beating with one heartbeat right now, and it's a good feeling. We all, like I said, trust each other, and we're out in the field. We got each other's backs.
Do you think there's a little bit more ease to this week because you trust each other and because you have each other's back to a certain degree, feeling a little bit more loose or relaxed in the moment?
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to change who we are. Like I said, it's obviously the biggest game, like I said, because it's the next one, but we understand that we don't have to be anyone different than who we are. And if we can go out there and execute and play the game the right way and trust each other and play complementary football, you know, odds are the results are going to be pretty good. But, you know, there goes a lot into it. You know, they get paid on that side of the ball too. And like I said, they're a really good team. They're defending champs. They understand how this game goes. They've been in it, you know, the last couple of years. You know, they got one of the best, if not the best quarterback in the league, and one of the best young players to ever play the game. So, like I said, on the offensive side of the ball, it's holding on to the football and making sure that we're not making any mistakes and executing when we need to execute.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, Matt Bovay here. I know this is something that happens every single week with it being a quarterback-driven league. You know, league. Last week it's Lamar versus Josh. This week it's Josh versus probably Patrick. And I know it's just one game at a time, but does that motivate you at all a little bit more, knowing the company of the quarterbacks that's still left standing?
I mean, not really. And I'm just trying to be the best version of myself. I'm not trying to compare to the other, you know, three guys who arguably, you know, it's some of the best guys to ever play the game that are left. And it's good company to be in for sure. But again, I'm just focused on what I can do for the Buffalo Bills and how I can help this offense move the ball and put us in good situations.
Josh, a couple weeks ago, you told us that you ended up where you're supposed to be, being obviously Buffalo. And I was just wondering if you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Just the feeling, the sense that I get here, you know, it feels like home, and, you know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, Josh. I'm doing a story on Deion Dawkins this week, and you know, every time you see the guy talk, I mean, he's so full of energy and obviously so well-liked in the locker room. What makes him so special, not only as a player, but as a guy in the room that, you know, it just seems like everybody kind of gravitates towards?
Yeah, I mean, he's a vibrant guy. His personality kind of just speaks for himself. You know, he doesn't change who he is. He's a big old kid, and we all love him for it. And, you know, he just does the right things, you know, and he's one of the leaders in the locker room. He's got the captain on his chest for a reason. One of my, you know, closest buddies here. And I love that guy. And, you know, he's a fantastic athlete and a fantastic player. And that's, you know, one of the many reasons why we love him.
And unselfishness for this team, I mean, that's not a new story. But, you know, you go back to last game and how many times you guys were throwing the ball. And for offensive linemen, sometimes that could be frustrating because they want to get out and run block. What does it say about this group that they're so willing to do whatever that, you know, the team needs?
Yeah. I mean, that's, again, it's a credit to the guys themselves, our front office for bringing the right guys in, Dable for trusting what he's calling, and us for trusting Dable for what he's calling. And again, whether we throw 60 times a game, we run 60 times a game, you know, we're going to try to do whatever puts us in the best situation to score points and help this team win football games. And, you know, that's what it's been all year long, and that's what it's going to continue to be.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, Dan Fates in Rochester. I like the playoff beard, man.
Thank you.
I know you don't face the Chiefs offense. I know you don't go up against Patrick Mahomes, but what type of pressure does that offense put on your guys' offense, knowing that they can score points in such a hurry?
Well, the pressure is you to win the game, you got to score more than them. That's exactly what it is. And they do such a good job of moving the ball and scoring. And it could be two plays over the top, or it could be a 15 play drive where, you know, Patrick's just finding his outlets and they're using their RPOs. And, you know, I've watched enough games of them this, you know, this year, just as a spectator at home on the couch, while they're playing on Monday night or Sunday night, whatever the case is, you know, and they play really good football. It's a team that seems like they really care about each other too. And they've, like I said, they've been in this situation before. So, you know, their sides are the same as ours, and one team's going to win, one team's going to go home. So, you know, we got to do everything in our power to make sure that we're the team surviving.
I believe Arrowhead's going to have about 17,000 fans, something you guys haven't had to deal with this season. It's not new having to deal with crowd noise. You guys did it last year. Houston was very loud, but how different is it when you haven't felt that atmosphere of a road game in over a year?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an adjust when we get there kind of thing. We're preparing for it, but until you're in that moment, you're not really sure what to expect. And I've never played in Arrowhead, but everybody tells me the fans are right on top of it, and it's going to get extremely loud with 17,000 people. You know, they're extremely energetic fan base. You know, and again, when they get things rolling, it gets super loud in there. So, you know, we're practicing for it, but until we get in the game, we won't know.
Thanks a lot, Josh.
Thank you, Dan.
Hi, Josh. It's Jay with the Buffalo News. How has going up against Tre'Davious White every day in practice sharpened your skills?
I mean, Trey's obviously one of the, if not the best corner in the game. Just his smarts, you know, how he's able to flip his hips. You know, he's not obviously not the biggest guy, but the way that he can jam our guys at the line and get out and still run with them, he's impressive to watch, you know, and just to see his eyes, and he's an extremely smart player. He knows when to fall off in his zones. He knows when to jump on things. So it's just kind of made me very wary of, you know, guys that are playing at a high level and what to throw and what not to throw on them. He's one of those guys where you really don't want to throw anything at him. So, you know, he's just one of those guys that, again, he wants this team to be the best it can be. And he practices extremely hard. And we all know he got paid this offseason, but, you know, his work ethic hasn't changed. And that's been great. He's one of the, you know, like I said, one of the best guys in the locker room. And he goes out there and he just competes and performs every week.
What was the reaction like when you guys watch film of that game and you see him out there serving as Terran's lead blocker and, you know, getting the block on Lamar that really makes sure he gets into the end zone? I mean, what an effort play for a guy that, you know, he didn't make the interception, but he's down there making sure his teammate gets in. You guys must have loved that, right?
On his birthday too, which was even better. And no, I mean, it takes 11 guys out in the field. And like I said, what we preach here, what Coach McDermott preaches is 1/11th and, you know, finding work and doing your job. And, you know, that's that one play just kind of epitomizes of how this team really feels about each other. And you might not be the one scoring or getting in the end zone, but dang it, if I can help my brother get in the end zone, I'm going to do it.
Appreciate your time, Josh.
Yep.
Josh, Tom Canavan with the AP. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I've talked to a lot of defensive coordinators in my career, and they'll say, I can take out any receiver I want. But if you look at the guys who have reached this round, like Kelce and Diggs and Adams, and I mean, these guys are all catching over 100 passes a year. Is that theory out the window?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we've got a guy, and there's a few other guys in the league that it doesn't really matter what you do. If you roll a safety over the top, if you try to double team them, creates work for other guys. But it's hard. You go post high, and a guy that can consistently win, you know, that's a huge weapon for an offense. But, you know, not only do we have staff, we've got John Brown and Cole Beasley and a couple other guys that are just athletic freaks and can do different things that not many people can in this league. And, you know, I trust our guys to go out there and do their job. And they've constantly been performing. And the thing is, if you take a safety and double step and you're leaving another guy one-on-one or leaving the other side of the field pretty empty. So it helps when you got a bunch of guys that can go out there and make plays consistently.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, it's Michael Katz from the Laramie Boomerang. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Obviously, Laramie is pretty excited about everything with your successes right now. Everybody here is intimately familiar with your story and kind of where you've come from. And I know that Wyoming is still really special to you. And so I kind of have a two-part question. One, what does Laramie and the University of Wyoming football program mean to you personally? And two, have you had a moment where you thought to yourself, a couple years ago, I was playing Northern Illinois in Air Force, and now I'm one game away from the Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, Laramie means so much to me. Just the fact that coaching staff was the one and only team to offer me a scholarship and allow me to continue playing football. The things that I learned there obviously have carried on. And dang, if I don't use a Coach Bull quote every day of my life, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, these constant tidbits that he would say, just some of the things that stick in my head. I still talk to Vegan and Bull every once in a while. So they're guys that are just forever. I'm forever indebted to them. Laramie is a special place, really is. And everybody asked me how my time was at Wyoming. I can't say enough that I loved it, because it is that small town feel. It is that college town. That was just, it was just fun to be a part of. And, I do miss it for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.